This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On today's Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers, we take a look at the initiative Your Farm, Your Footprint. J.J. Pagel from Pagel's Ponderosa explains on a recent PDP Dairy Signal.
We had a meeting within our team, and we're working on our values. And one of the people in our group brought up, you know, sustainability is more than just a buzzword. And that's really where our sustainability tour started at that point. But we started working on those types of things. At that point, we had already had digesters, and we were making electricity for about 1,600 homes in our area. So that's where our journey had started along the sustainability train. We've been looking for something like Your Farm, Your Footprint for quite some time because we needed to get a baseline so we can understand where we're at. Sustainability to us is leaving it better than we got it, right? So how can we do a better job taking care of our cows, taking care of our employees, taking care of our environment, and, you know, leading up to things that'll just make it better for the next generation to come. So we're the third generation. Our children are the fourth generation coming into the dairy. Our dad always said, you know, farmers themselves are environmentalists because if you don't take care of the ground, it won't take care of you. So farmers themselves are always trying to figure out the best way to recycle, the best way to take care of the ground, the best way to get the best out of our crops, and, you know, what's the best way we can do to take care of everything.
Listening to comments from J.J. Pagel from Pagel's Ponderosa, who helped pilot the initiative Your Farm, Your Footprint on a recent PDP Dairy Signal, and he continues to talk about how your footprint on your farm affects the entire community.
When you're out there at a children's event, baseball game, whatever it may be, having the ability to have some of these uses, taking cars off the road, dump trucks, people know what a dump truck load of soil looks like. People know how big a dump truck is. So like our number, if you took 591 passenger cars off the road, what does that look like? You get rid of every single car that's in this parking lot today, that's at this baseball game or it's at this family function, right? So it's a really cool way to explain to people kind of what's going on. They get excited to having conversations about it. Them understanding that agriculture is really the only occupation out there where we can sequester carbon, right? So we can help. So when everybody wants to be carbon neutral by 2050 and reduced by a third by 2030, you know, they're looking towards agriculture. They're looking to the U.S. dairy farmers to really help out with these types of things. And so the cool part is once you get into this, you learn a lot about being more efficient. And I think one thing that farmers have always been really good at is doing more with less. So we're understanding what more we can do with what we have. I've had the benefit of traveling over to Europe, and I've been in Ireland the last couple of years and seeing what's going on over there. Ireland's going to reduce their herd, and the Netherlands are reducing their herd. Between both those countries, they're looking at reducing their herds by 500,000 cows in the next 2 years due to growing their carbon footprint. It's 5 to 10% of the U.S. of where we are at today. We're milking 9 million cows in the U.S., and when those countries are going to look for where are we going to get our product from, if we are going to reduce our herd numbers for whatever reason we decide, where are we going to get those products from? I think the U.S. dairy producer, knowing their score, us as farmers will put ourselves in the driver's seat to grow our export business exponentially because these countries are going to be looking for somewhere to get their dairy products from, and they're going to want to know what our scores are. Because again, in their countries, it's normal. Everybody's scored, they already know them. So as they look at reducing their herd numbers, consolidating herds, when they start doing that kind of stuff, they're going to have to get it from somewhere. And who better than the U.S. dairy farmer to provide it for them? And this is all about educating people and getting them their carbon footprint. So any questions that anybody has, please reach out. You can reach out through PDP. Any questions you got, you want to talk to an actual producer who's been through it, by all means, let us know.
That's J.J. Pagel from Pagel's Ponderosa helping piloting the initiative Your Farm, Your Footprint on a recent PDP Dairy Signal, and more details at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.